Our exploration of poetry at the University of Kentucky during National Poetry Month continues with Wesley Brown, a junior and English major at UK. I'm Tom Goodell. Welcome to UK Perspectives, Wes.
Hey, thanks.
In addition to studying poetry, you're a DJ at WRFL. So I've got to know, do you ever combine those two interests?
Occasionally. I had hopes that maybe I could combine the interests at some point and maybe do poetry, you know, over the air there, but mostly what I do is constricted to basically playing the music right now. I'm still fresh, so.
You told me earlier that you consider poetry to be a hobby. Have you ever considered it as a career?
Certainly, yeah. I think that that's probably my biggest aspiration. But, you know, I want to be realistic about it, too, and say that, you know, you can't really make money doing it. So to support myself, I mean, I plan to teach, but my main goal is to write, yes.
If you could be any of the great poets of the past or even the present, who would you want to be?
Ooh, that's a tough question. Thinking back to who I've read recently, or who I read most. Dylan Thomas is a big one.
Mm.
Always been a fan of him, although he didn't live the best life. So,
well, let's hear some of your work. What have you brought with you?
Sure. I brought a couple of things. One seems a little dated at this point. It's about autumn, but nonetheless, you know, change of the season is happening right now, so I suppose that one will work too. It's called Autumn Pending. Out for a smoke, distant ambulances whine constant beneath the moon, while the dim blink of an airplane sifts through the whites of clouds. An animal interrupts. Lonely, ignorant gray possum, diligent shade which tiptoes through artificially lit nights along the pine fence out back. Where are you going? You swiftly slide behind our modest little oak while the fire of my Camel cigarette pursues its cheap, flimsy filter. I want to follow you.
Do the seasons inspire you to write poems? I mean, are there others that you've written like this?
Yeah, actually, autumn in particular, I think, is really interesting to me because I'm not a huge fan of winter, and its onset is always kind of ominous to me. So whenever autumn comes, you know, it's kind of a sign that I get that feeling like, oh, it's coming here. But autumn's such a beautiful time, so it's really a season of conflict.
Do you have a second poem you'd like to share with us?
Absolutely. I have one I did in the midst of the Occupy Wall Street mess, so I'll go ahead and read that one. It's called Occupied. I think it's dangerous, this class warfare. Mitt Romney, presidential candidate. There's class warfare, all right, but it's my class, the rich class, that's making war, and we're winning. Warren Buffett. Nearby is the boom of 99% of America the Beautiful marching into place along parks and plazas that face your amber waves of subsidized grain, your dawn's early, artificial light. First, voices of a movement drown out the whistle from a boiling pot of tea. Then, they sound out among pitched tents on public property, taking a page from Hoover's book, the state subs in riot gears for tanks, storming in to end the uprising. Tear gas bombs bursting into the trademarked air, the youth weep as Oakland bleeds the nonviolent protest of the liberal sort. Images of a dark-robed policeman single-handedly re-ink the American history book, ripping out pages in exchange for pictures of youth, arm in arm with the ghost of Kent, as they're blasted face-first with pepper spray. So, America, there's a fear you'll never notice, a fear that you're too occupied.
You're studying with Nikki Finney, and she just recently won the National Book Award for her book, Head Off and Split, and there are a lot of poems in there that refer to contemporary events. Was that somewhat of an inspiration, or was this perhaps a class assignment to take current events and bring them into poetry?
Actually, I think I found myself incredibly wrapped up in the Occupy movement. I just thought it was the things that developed in it were so interesting to me and close to my heart, and you know, we had an assignment basically just to write a poem for the week, and it didn't really have any particular parameter, but this one just kind of, you know, hit close to home. So really, I have noticed that she does, you know, often follow events that are certainly happening in the recent past. So, but that wasn't necessarily an influence, I wouldn't say.
Well, thank you very much.
Absolutely.
Our guest has been UK student Wesley Brown. You can hear our entire UK Perspectives interview at WUKY.org. For WUKY, I'm Tom Goodell.